wherever people played polo and were rich together. This was a permanent move, said Daisy over the telephone. But I didn't believe it. I had no sight into Daisy's heart. But I felt that Tom would drift on forever seeking, a little wistfully, for dramatic turbulence of some irrecoverable football game. And so it happened that on a warm, windy evening, I drove over to West Egg. And so it happened that on a warm, windy evening, I drove over to East Egg to see two old friends whom I scarcely knew at all. Their house was even more elaborate than I expected. A cheerful red